High turnout and high tension have led to deep concerns about the integrity of the election that will reach a crescendo tomorrow. In Maine, advocacy groups and election staff are working to ensure that citizens come away knowing their votes count and will actually be counted. Fred Bever has our story.
Lara Rosen used to canvass for Democratic candidates in the Portland area, but this year she got a new gig.
This year I became really motivated to get involved in nonpartisan work related to ensuring the integrity of our elections.
Rosen is volunteering as a poll watcher for the League of Women Voters.
Because it's not a partisan issue, and really making sure that every voter is able to cast their ballot and have their vote count is what's really driving me this election.
Rosen says once the polls open, she expects to visit several in Cumberland County, acting as a neutral observer of the process.
We're trained to look for intimidation is certainly one of them, but also just are people leaving the lines because they're too long? Are people running into issues with registering? Are COVID safety precautions being followed?
This is the first year that the League has launched a comprehensive poll watching effort here. Local director Anna Keller says a small pilot project during the July primaries went well, and now, well, more than 100 people in Maine have volunteered for the general election.
And overall, Maine elections are conducted very well. Our town clerks do a great job.
Keller says the League expects that most problems that might crop up will be minor. But in today's overheated political environment, Keller says there are concerns about ad hoc poll watchers creating tensions in or outside voting places. And the League is assigning some poll watchers to specific municipalities where there's a recent history of hate crimes.
We're not expecting there to be big disturbances or militia people or any of that, but there's a possibility of it. And so our observers are going to be looking out for any attempt at intimidation, people driving a truck into a parking lot with blaring loud music and flags, like this, any different scale of things that could be attempted.
Keller says local election wardens are pre-planning with local law enforcement to ensure security. In Bangor, Warden Kathy LeMann says she's heard from a lot of overly nervous voters.
Unfortunately, a lot of media or outside people, you know, they've stirred things up and caused people to question things. And I honestly can say I totally believe in the integrity of the process here in Bangor.
Instead of skullduggery or intimidation, LeMann says she's focused on making sure that Bangor's big voting hall, downtown's Cross Insurance Arena, is properly sectioned off to ensure social distancing. And she says even with this year's record absentee voting, election day turnout should still be strong.
Usually we do have one or two officers on hand. I think this year there may be a couple more simply because of volume.
In addition to election workers and volunteers, there are other resources voters can turn to if they have concerns. The Maine chapter of the ACLU, for instance, is running a voter protection hotline. And in addition to their usual get-out-the-vote efforts, the major parties have been training volunteers to look for irregularities as well. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says he's seen no evidence of an organized effort to disrupt Maine's election. He adds, though, that something new crops up every year.
You know, we have had conversations with, you know, the governor's office, public safety, the Attorney General's office, emergency management, and what we are preparing is sort of a quick phone train where if a warden gets a situation they're having a hard time managing, they can call us and we can get them directly to a resource within minutes.
League of Women Voters observers like Lara Rosen say their best role in all this may be to bear witness to the essential validity of the election.
A source that everybody can trust, nonpartisan, that can help us say, like, yes, we had our elections, they were fair, they went smoothly, and we can provide that validation. And I think that's, you know, what we're hoping is going to happen. We're pretty confident that that's what it's going to be.
Some polls in Maine will open as early as 6 a.m., with state law requiring all to be up and running by 10 a.m. The polls close at 8 p.m. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.